KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies at 17 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, authorities say several fuel tank cars are burning after a freight train, possibly containing ethanol, derailed in northwestern Iowa. The Palo Alto County Sheriff's Office says the derailment occurred around 1 a.m. today near Grattinger. Residents have been asked to evacuate that area. The Palo Alto County Emergency Management Director, Mark Honeyfeld, says no one was injured. Honeyfeld says at least 27 cars derailed, including the burning tanks that he believes were loaded with ethanol. Police in Creston are reporting this morning three arrests. At around 11 p.m. Thursday, 23-year-old Cranston Donnell Claggett of Creston was arrested at his home for possession with the intent to sell, possession of a controlled substance first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Claggett was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Also arrested Thursday night was 49-year-old James Leroy Jones of Creston for public intoxication first offense. Jones was being held on a $300 bond. And Thursday afternoon, Creston police arrested 30-year-old Sean William Tyndall of Creston. Tyndall was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for probation violation and was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this past Wednesday held a public hearing with regard to the proposed Cass County budget for fiscal year 2018, the tax rate for which is $5.23 per $1,000 valuation in the urban areas and $9.50 per $1,000 in the rural area, which is a slight decrease in the tax asking from last year. Upon receiving no oral or written comments on the matter, the board later on in the meeting approved the budget as written. A recommendation then was received from the Cass County Compensation Board for elected officer base salaries. They recommended an increase of $2,250 for the auditor, treasurer, and recorder, $3,000 for the sheriff, and $1,200 for the supervisors, with an additional $1,000 for the acting supervisor's chair. For the county attorney, the county compensation board had recommended $2,500 for the current part-time attorney, so the position stands now. If Cass and Audubon County should decide to share the county attorney position, then the compensation board recommended a 65-35 split between the two counties and a salary of $80,000, with Cass County covering 65% and Audubon County the remaining 35%. After the Board of Supervisors considered the recommendation of the County Compensation Board, a motion was made by Supervisor Steve Green and seconded by Supervisor Steve Beyer that reduced the recommended salary increases for the auditor, treasurer, and recorder to $1,000, with a like percentage reduction for the sheriff and attorney, and to reduce the increase for the supervisors to $0. The resolution was carried unanimously. The supervisors also approved a secondary roads Iowa DOT budget along with a five-year construction program. And a bid of $30,987 was awarded to Energy Efficient for lighting efficiency upgrades in the courthouse and occupancy sensors. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved an application for the appointment of Greg Meyer from Cumberland as the Noble Township Clerk to fill a resignation. And that'll become effective March 15th. Meyer will fill the position for the remainder of the four-year term that ends on December 31st of 2020. And an application submitted by Pat McCurdy was approved to fill a vacancy on the Cass County Zoning Commission. McCurdy will fill the remainder of the five-year term, again ending December 31st, 2020. And in other news, officials say people who use Omaha's airport can soon fly nonstop to Miami. Epley Airfield officials say the daily American Airlines flights will begin July the 5th. The Omaha World Herald reports that Miami will be the 27th destination that travelers can reach by nonstop flights from Omaha. American plans to use a 76-passenger jet aircraft for the Miami flights. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she's just started reviewing the proposal passed in the U.S. House to replace Obamacare, and she isn't ready to say yet if she'll support the legislation.
What I'm looking for is I want to ensure that Iowans will have access to affordable coverage that meets their individuals and their family needs.
Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says
so many of the families and individuals I talk with have come forward and they've stated, sure, now we're covered by Obamacare, but it's still too expensive. I can't go to the hospital because of the out-of-pocket costs or the high deductibles. So we've heard many times about the premiums that have increased significantly and the frustration that families have.
She says one of the things that she's seen is that she likes is allowing people with pre-existing conditions to get insurance.
As it has been put in the package right now, those pre-existing conditions will be covered. There is also a provision in the current package that allows for children to be covered on their parents' policies through age 26. Those are two of the biggest things that we hear about. So that should really please a lot of people that we took that into consideration.
Ernst was asked if getting the replacement for Obamacare promised by Republicans is proving to be more difficult than they thought.
I think we have known that it was going to be complicated, but we have to have the fortitude to work through this to make sure that if families are covered, that they actually can go to the doctor.
She made her comments during her weekly conference call with reporters. Officials say more than 220,000 poor or disabled Iowans could lose access to Mercy Health Network because of a contract dispute with a Medicaid management company. The patients receive Medicaid through AmeriHealth Caritas, one of the three companies the state hired last year to run the program. The Des Moines Register reports AmeriHealth has told those patients in a recent letter that it's been unable to negotiate new contract terms with Mercy. AmeriHealth says the Mercy system no longer would be an AmeriHealth network provider if a deal isn't struck by July the 1st. AmeriHealth says Mercy could continue serving those patients if it were to accept lower out-of-network fees. The Mercy Health Network includes Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines and hospitals in 12 other cities, plus about 200 clinics. The Iowa Department of Education released a policy paper Thursday which shows the statewide effort by Iowa schools to catch and correct reading problems in students early on is showing progress. The paper says that nearly 9,000 students in kindergarten through third grade who had fallen short of benchmarks in reading in the fall of 2015 met or surpassed the best benchmarks by the spring of 2016, and that's an increase of 4.2 percentage points. The Ed Department's Amy Williamson oversees the Bureau of School Improvement. She says the early warning system implemented in 2014 is a key part of helping kids improve their reading.
What we are doing is measuring something that teachers can use on a three times a year basis, or even progress monitor on a weekly basis, with universal screening assessments. That has to be something that can be done quickly and can detect very fine increments of progress.
Williamson says it gives a much better picture of what's happening with students than the annual assessments.
We kind of liken it to, if you've ever been on a weight loss plan, you can't weigh yourself every day and expect to see change. Your scale doesn't measure changes. Well, most people's scales don't measure changes in ounces or anything finer than that. But that's what we have to see on a weekly basis to change reading instruction.
The 398 public and non-public schools using the early warning system saw a nearly 61% increase in the percentage of students in kindergarten through third grade that were at or above the state benchmark for reading. Waterloo saw the biggest increase among urban districts at 14.6% from the fall of 2015 to the spring of 2016. Increases in the highest growth school districts range from 19 to 32%. And Iowa's literacy law, passed by the legislature in 2012, focuses on making sure all students are proficient readers by the end of their third grade. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Henson reporting.